昨天我们在这里有个聚会。
Yesterday we had a gathering in church.
我觉得实在感谢主。
I thank the God.
我们是关于这个小儿童服事的聚会。
The meeting was for the children's ministry, the youth ministry.
那我们以前有不是第一次这样的聚会。
It's not the first time we had such a meeting.
但是昨天很特别的地方。
What was different about yesterday, however?
就是很多年轻人跟我们这个老师年长的弟兄一同的在服事上聚会。
Was that a handful of young people came and gathered with us together?
我觉得这是主在我们中间复兴的工作。
I think this is a work of revival in our church.
看到我们年轻人们在服事上有很认真。
And we see that their service,The youth service in our churches, they take it very seriously. And they're very much seeking after God themselves. We thank God for these things.
那我在回应刚刚我们一起波饼聚会祷告的一个弟兄这样的祷告。
As I recall, a brother prayed like this during the Lord's table.
就是我们在世上所有的境遇都是主的恩典和赏赐。
He said, everything we have in this world is a blessing from the Lord.
是高弟兄这样祷告的，是吗？
Brother Gao prayed this way.
我想这句话，他这样祷告之后，让我里面有一些思想。
His words caused me to think a little bit inside myself.
那我们想，我们在座的很多的弟兄姊妹也这样祷告过。
I trust that we have all prayed this way before.
但是我们问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question, though.
当我们这样祷告的时候，我们是真的认真的这样祷告吗？
When we pray and say those words, are we really, really, do we really mean it?
我们真的相信我们在无论怎样的境遇中，这都是主的恩典和赏赐吗？
Do we truly believe that whether against current or with current, this is the Lord's giving?
那我想今天我们的这个用以撒的。他在成年时候的生平，我们来一起学习探讨这个问题。
We're going to use the experiences of Isaac to discuss this question.
另外一首诗歌就是主的爱越久越深。
Another hymn is the Lord's love is grows deeper and deeper.
那在这个英文的翻译是这样说的，他说，你来读吧。
It says in the English title is richer, fuller, deeper, sweeter.The name of the hymn.
这是 richer, fuller, deeper, 就是更加的丰富，更加的宽广，更加的深厚。最后呢，他说我们的主的爱是越来越甜，越来越甘甜。
Lastly, it mentions that the Lord's love is sweeter and sweeter.
我想夏天的时候，什么是最甘甜？
In the summer, what is the sweetest thing?
也许你想的是西瓜。
Maybe you're thinking watermelon.
但是无论是西瓜或者是任何的东西水果最重要的里面它有很多的水分。
But regardless of whether or not you're thinking about watermelon or some other fruit, the most important thing is that there is juice inside.
我想如果在这么热天的时候我们在这个教会的旁边教堂的旁边有一个很深的水井。
I would just about assume if there was a very, very deep well next to our church in the summer here.
我们从里面拉一桶水上来。
We're going to get a bucket of water from it.
你现在你会有什么样的做法？你会想做什么
？What are you going to want? What would you want to do next?
先喝，至少喝一口。
You're going to take a sip at least, right?
或者用这个水，手放在水里面那个冰凉的井水。
Or at least stick your hand in there.
或者用那个水洗把脸。
Or wash your face with the cold water.
让你里面重新的被滋润。
To be nourished again,
让你重新的觉得清凉
，to make you feel refreshed and cooled.
在我们聚会前，在我们祷告，我们之前会有一些祷告，但是祷告之前，我们读一段经文。今天读的经文比较长一点，所以希望弟兄姊妹一起帮忙读。
We will pray soon, but let's first read a passage from Scripture. It's going to be a little long, so we ask for your help.
Okay, 我们翻到这个。创世纪第二十五章第十一节，我们一起来读。
Let's go to Genesis 25, starting in verse 11.
翻到了，好。
Genesis 25, 11.
我们一起读啊。那创世亚伯拉罕死以后， 英文中文们一起啊。
Okay.
亚伯拉罕死了以后，神赐福给他的儿子以撒，以撒靠近比尔拉海来居住。这个词比较绕口啊，比尔拉海来居住。
This location's name is a tongue twister, Beer Lahairoi.
Okay. 好，我们翻到二十六章的第一节，我们一起读。
Let's go to chapter 26, verse 1.
Okay, 好。
Start there.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就住在基尔逊，到非利士王亚比米勒那里，这个名字都比较难念的啊。这里有个地方叫基拉尔。
A lot of pronouns here, or a lot of names and locations. There's a location here, Gerar.
还有一个王的名字叫亚比米勒。
And a particular king whose name was Abimelech.
下面我们接着读到从第二节读到第五节，请这边的弟兄姊妹一起读好不好？这边读的时候我来读，那边读的时候等一下你来读。
Now from verses 2 to 5, we'll have the left side of the room, to read.
OK, 225, 一起啊。耶和华向以撒显现说，你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地，你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这地都赐给你和你的后裔，我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓，我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星那样多，又要将这地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。下面我们一跳到十二节，一直读到十七节，请这边的弟兄跟张恒弟兄一起读。
Let's go to 12 to 17, and read with Harry. English.
You go ahead with English. Okay. 你们读中文、英文都可以。
To read whatever language you want. I'll read with you verses 12 to 17. So 1, 2, 3, go. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year reaped a hundredfold, because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. He had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up and filled them with earth.Then Abimelech said to Isaac, Move away from us, you have become too powerful for us. So Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar and settled there.
好，我们这边的弟兄请读十八节到二十一节，我们一起来啊。
Left hand side, 18 to 21.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖了出来，扔到他父亲所叫那些井的名字。以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。基拉尔的牧人与以撒的牧人争竞，说这水是我们的。以撒就给那井起名字叫埃瑟，因为他们和他争竞。以撒的仆人又挖一口井，他们又为这井争竞，因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。 好，下面这边的弟兄姊妹从二十二节读到二十二节好了，给你们简单一点。
On right hand side, let's read verse 22. 1, 2, 3, go. He moved on from there and dug another well.And no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, Now the Lord has given us room, and we will flourish in the land.
好，请我们。你读得很快。请那个我们弟兄姊妹一起读今天的主要的经文，就是二十三到二十四，我们把二十五节也一起读了，一起来啊。
Let's read them together, 24 and 25. That's the key verses for this for today.
好，我们一起来。以撒从那里上别示巴去，当夜耶和华向他显现说：“我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕。” 因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我的仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故使你的后裔繁多。以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。之后呢，一直讲到最后，我就不让大家读了，那就讲到这个亚比米勒之后，就来到这个别斯巴跟以撒缔约之后呢，他们在那里挖井的时候，三十二节那里，他的仆人来将这井挖井的事情告诉他说，我们得了水，他起名叫四巴，因此那名城的名字叫别斯巴，一直到今日啊。那我们还是有一些祷告。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus，
主啊，请你的圣灵亲自的光照我们的心。
May your spirit illuminate our hearts.
虽然这段故事是一个很古老的故事
，Even though this is a very old story，
但是求你的灵吹气在你的话语上。
May you breathe a fresh breath of fresh air onto it.
让我们这里的每一个弟兄姊妹在你那里得到亲自的领受。
So that we can all have a first-hand experience from reading this again.
求你亲自祝福你的话。
May you bless these words.
也向我们说话。
And talk to us.
让你的话成为那活水的泉源。
May your words become the a living fountain of water.
今天让我们不光是喝到那活水。
So that we can not only drink it today.
就像你所应许的。
Just as you promised.
在每一个属你的儿女的里面。
In all children that belong to you.
要涌出那活水的江河来
would seep out water.
主耶稣，我们把一切颂赞都归给你。
We give you praise and thanksgiving.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，我们把那个 slide 打到第二页好吗？
Let's go to page 2 on the slides.
OK, 这是一个地图。
This is a map.
如果你从下往上看的话
If you look from south to north,
就是最下面那块有一个中文写的是比尔拉海莱。
The most southwest location, that location you see there in blue, is that Bir Laharoy location.
在比尔拉海莱到这个别斯巴或者是在更北面一点那个地带
Between Bir Laharoy and as north as Beersheba, in that region north of there,
他们叫南地
It's called
Negev.
Oh, it's called Negev.
就是 Southland.
This means the southern land, transliterated from Chinese.
对，我想这个八月份叶弟兄带很多的弟兄姊妹去那边，以色列那边有一个圣经之旅。
I believe in August. Brother Yer has some kind of tour with other brothers and sisters from other churches.
我想你那边会亲眼的，我不知道你会去那里啊，可能亲眼都会看到那我今天讲到的一些的地名。
Not sure if you're going to go to those places specifically, but you will see those names there when you go.
这个基拉尔
，the location Girar
是在应该是西边
，is to the west.
OK， 这个别士巴
，Beersheba
应该是在这个基拉尔的。东边
is east of Girar
是在比尔拉海莱的北面
but north of Bir Laharoy
如果你读圣经的话
if you read the Bible
比尔拉海莱是一个什么地方呢
what kind of place was Bir Laharoy
它是第一次在哪里比较出名的
when was the first prominent instance that it showed up
就是当亚伯拉罕他跟以撒跟撒来他没有孩子的时候
It was when Abram and Sarah before they had kids
他们想了自己一个办法
They figured out a method
就是让撒来的使女夏甲与这个亚伯拉罕同房
was to have Abraham go into Sarah's maid Hagar
当夏甲怀孕的时候
，So when Hagar got pregnant，
她心里面就瞧不起她的祖母。
She looked down, belittled Sarah, her maid,
那时候家里的一些的家暴，就家里的这个问题就开始了。
There started all the familial conflicts.
所以那个夏甲呢，就苦待这个被杀来苦待。
So Hagar mistreated Sarah. Sarah mistreated Hagar.
Yeah. 那夏甲就跑了。
So Hagar ran.
离家出走。夏甲我知道他是一个埃及带来的奴隶。
Hagar was a slave from Egypt.
他往哪里跑呢？
Where did she go?
当然往埃及的方向跑。
So she ran toward where she came from, right?
跑到一个地方，她怀着孕，跑到这个地方，就叫比尔拉海莱这个地方。
She was pregnant. She ran in sorrow, and she came to that place, Beer Lahai.
在那个地方，她已经绝望了。
She was in full despair at that point.
那时候呢，神就遇见她。
And it was there that the Lord met her.
当主遇见她的时候
，When He appeared to her,
他说给她很多的祝福。
He promised blessings.
让夏这个夏甲回去。
To tell Hagar to go back.
当遇见他的时候，夏甲看见了什么呢
？So when the Lord met her, what did she see?
看见了一口水井。
She saw a well.
那口水井呢，在圣经上的比尔或者是
，that well was called beer.
Beer 就是像今天我们的啤酒这个 beer b e e r， 这是发音，这个比尔。
Same pronunciation as our beer beverage today.
Beer 就是井的意思。
Beer in Aramaic means well.
那这个拉海莱是什么意思呢
？What is the other part of the name Laharoi?
拉海莱就是神看见我了。
It means that the Lord saw me.
在中文的翻译里面是神看顾人的神。
In Chinese, it means a God who looks at men.
God take care of me.
God who cares for men.
Yeah. 所以这个比尔拉海莱的意思是什么意思呢
？So what is that whole word, Beer Lahai Roy?
就是看顾人的神之井。
It means the well of the Lord looking taking care of men.
Or the well of the Lord who cares.
The well of the Lord who cares.
Right. 所以是看顾。人的井
The well where Lord looks at takes care after men.
在以撒对这个南整个南地是很熟悉的地方。
So to Isaac, this entire region is very familiar.
当他的的妻子利百加让亚伯拉罕的仆人从他的本地带来的时候
When Abraham told his servant to bring Rebecca back from the foreign land, where was Isaac?
以撒从比尔阿法拉海莱从南地上来。
Isaac was on his way from Beer Lahai-Roi up north back to.
在那里他娶了他的新娘。
It was there that he took his bride Rebecca.
不是在比尔拉海莱，而在南地那附近娶了他的新娘。
It was not in Beer Lahai-Roi, but it was near the region of Negev.
在这个时候
，at that time.
就是我们读的二十六章这个时候
，at that time, which is what we're reading right now in chapter 26,
大概以撒大概七十五岁的年纪
，Isaac was about 75.
他的父亲刚刚去世
，Abraham had just passed.
他跟他的大哥把他父亲葬在了最上面的地方，我写的是希伯伦。
He and his half brother Ishmael, buried Abraham in Hebron.
那他就继续回到了比尔拉海莱居住。
And then he went back to Beer Lahai-Roi to live.
但是呢，那时候他已经有两个儿子。
At that time, he already had two children.
就是他很有名的双胞胎。
It was his very, very infamous twins.
Infamous or famous twins.
famous children twins.
Okay, 圣经上对他们两个双胞胎有很多的描写。
The Bible is full of details about those two.
那比尔阿海莱再往南面或者往西面走就去哪里呢
？Where do you end up if you go west of Beer Lahai-Roi?
那就是西乃旷野。
That's the wilderness of Sinai.
再往南走是哪里呢
？Further down, further west.
就是埃及了。
That's Egypt.
所以现在这时候，这个那里患了饥荒。
So it was there that there was a famine.
而且这个信心之父他的父亲亚伯拉罕去世了。
And the father of faith, Abraham, died.
那这个这个信心之父应许给信心之父的这个应许之子以撒
The promised son to this father of faith Abraham, Isaac
住在这个应许之地的里面
Living in the promised land area
在这个他居住的地方发生了饥荒
But it was that very place that had a famine
以前也发生过这同样的饥荒
And it happened also during Abraham's time
我想可想知他里面有悲伤有难过
I would think that he was a little sorrowful, maybe a little sad
现在他有一个大家需要他来决定他来养
Now he has a big family that he has to make decisions for
他的牛羊仆人牲畜儿女妻子
His herds, flocks, servants, wives, children
一切都需要他从神那里得到亲自的启示
All of them, he needs revelation from God
从前他的启示可能说亚伯拉是很强的一个父亲
Before he maybe received his authority and instruction from his
father 神亲自向他说话
God spoke to him directly
他去哪里他要做什么神亲自地告诉他
Where to go, what to do Everything was revealed.
甚至他也听过他的故事在索多玛俄摩拉如何被毁掉
Maybe he has also heard the story of Sodom and Gomorrah about how it was utterly destroyed.
在以撒75岁之前都听过这样的故事
Before Isaac was 75, he heard all these things.
但是他的父亲在今天去世了
But on this day, his father is gone.
外面又有饥荒
And there's famine there.
他的选择是什么呢
What's his choice?
就像我们高弟兄祷告的是不是我们人生中所遇的一切都是神给我们的祝福呢
It's like our brother prayed and is everything given to us from the Lord blessing?
我想他在这个困惑迷茫之中神亲自的向他显现
I would think that during this time of trial and trouble Lord appeared to him
那我们把这个经文打到25节左右的附近
Can we open up to verse 25 in chapter 26?
我们不读啊。
We won't read it.
啊，这个神向他显现，从神的语气来讲。
Talking from the demeanor of the Lord and what he said.
从他的口气，从他的 tone 离开。
From the tone of God.
Yeah. 而且从25章那个结构里来看。
And also the structure, starting in verse 25.
很可能是主什么时候向他说话呢
Very likely, when did God speak to Isaac?
很有可能就是以撒想起义离开比尔拉海来的时候
It was very likely when Isaac was just about to get up and leave Beer Lahai
也可能是他在上基拉尔的途中
Or maybe on his way to Beer Lahai
神给他启示有三点有四点
God gave him four, the revelation that God gave Isaac, there are four features.
第一个就是不许你去埃及。
First, don't go to Egypt.
我想埃及是在牛奶与蜜之地。
I would think Egypt to him was the land of milk and honey.
去埃及是很自然的事情，他父亲也去过。
It's a very natural decision for Isaac to go there because his dad went there.
这次的饥荒是因为什么原因呢
This time, what was the famine caused by?
如果你和后面这个经节所读他们所征战的征进的东西
If you look at the conflict and issues that follows this part,
很可能就是没有水
It's very likely it's because there's no water,
没有雨
no rain,
所以呢大家庄稼长不出来
So all the crops would not grow.
所以呢，牛羊呢也会被干死、饿死。
Herds and flocks will thirst and die of thirst.
那埃及那里面不存在这个干旱的问题。
But one can assume Egypt had no such issues.
他们依靠的是尼罗河的潮涨潮落。
They're surrounding the Nile, to the west.
所以去埃及是一个很自然的事情。
So going to Egypt is a very natural
decision. 但是神在这里跟他说，无论你去哪里，埃及你不能去。
But God said to him, doesn't matter where you go, do not go to Egypt.
第二个，从他的口气里来讲。
Secondly, from his tone,
the tone of God.
The tone of God.
他说你要离开这里。
He said, you must leave here.
所以那里面他这里讲到说，他说你要。24节吗？还是哦，对不起， 在前面一点，那我们就不找了啊。那里面讲了，他说你去的时候，这里讲一个是你离开和你去。
So first thing was you leave, and second thing is you go somewhere.
在一个词里面，他说你往我所你指要住在我所指我指是你的地。
In verse 3 of this chapter, it says stay in this land for a while.
中文上讲说像住。在原文上讲说你要离开这里要往一个地方去。
In Chinese it says stay here, but in the original language it means to go somewhere.
对。那在另外一点呢，他又重申了跟亚伯拉罕重新所立的约，跟这个以撒重申了一遍。
And he's going to renew his Abrahamic covenant with Isaac.
他的约是什么呢？
What was the covenant?
他的约如果总结出来的话，
if we want to summarize that,
就是一子一个儿子，
it would be one son,
还有所有的地，
and all the land.
但是这里面这个 seed 或者是offspring 这个一子来说
but that one son, one seed, one offspring, that what
他又包含了种子。
It encompasses many sons.
所以他说你的儿子像海天上的星那么多，海上的沙那么多。
So his lineage, he's going to have sons as numerous as the stars in the sky and sand, grains of sand on the beach.
但是总结来说，他指谁呢？就指基督来说的。
But to summarize it all, it's talking about Christ.
另外一说，跟亚伯这个以撒说的，这个地所有的都是你的。
The other thing God told Isaac is that all this land is yours.
就像跟亚伯拉罕说，你所看见的，你所脚所踏的地都是你的。
It's like what God said to Abraham. Everything you can see, everything your foot touches is going to be yours.
但是呢，我要指示你去那个地。
But I'm going to direct you to go there, that land.
那个什么地呢？
What land?
上帝没说。
He didn't say. God didn't say.
但是你要去我所指示你的那地。
But God said, you are to go to the land that I tell you to go to.
这里全是你的。
Everything is yours. All the land is yours.
但是你要到那里去。
But you must go there.
我想我们信主到今天。
I think that as believers, to today,
我们相信不相信所有的祝福，所有的祝福都在基督里面。
Do we believe or don't believe that all the blessing is in Christ Jesus?
我们相不相信基督我们的主是一个很大方的主？
Do we believe that our God is a very generous God?
那我们知不知道我们有这样的信心吗？
Do we have such conviction and faith?
我们的一切的总结都在主他自己身上。
All the things that sum us up is in Jesus Christ.
那世上所有的恩典都在主的里面。
All the blessings in this world then is also in Jesus Christ.
在主里面有很多的服事，有很多工作。
In our Lord there's many services, many works.
也给我们有很多的托付。
And give us a lot of commissions.
但是主给我们每一个人说，甚至跟我们在这里的聚会说。
But the Lord tells us each individual and as a gathering,
到我所指示你的那地去。
You are to go exactly there where I tell you to, that land.
到你自己神可能给你一个亲自的带领。
Maybe the Lord has an individual leading for you.
在我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们有各样的恩赐、各样的服事、各样托付。
Each of us has different gifts, different responsibilities, different services.
但是主对你有一个亲自的呼召。
But God has an individual calling to you.
他说，但是他不告诉你那个是什么。
But he doesn't tell you what it is exactly.
我记得我们在主日学的时候，我们姊妹说，我不晓得我的恩赐是什么。
In Sunday class, I remember a sister said, I don't know what my gift is.
神对我的托付是什么？
What is the calling that God has for me?
我想在我们在座每一个弟兄姊妹都有这样的迷惑。
I think that we all have this confusion, uncertainty in us.
但是呢，在这主里面，在这个段经文里面，主让我们学习的一个功课。
But in this verse, there's a lesson there from our God.
第一个
，first，
你要离开现状
，is to leave your current condition.
第二个呢
，second，
不能去埃及
，don't go to Egypt.
第三个呢， 听我的指示。
And third, listen to me.
I listen to my appointment.
Listen to my appointments.
我指示你要去那个地方。
I will appoint you to go to a certain place.
我问大家，在饥荒中，神是让我们离开现在的现状。如果是神是一个这个拉海来或者看顾人的神，在难处来的时候，神还是不是看顾人的神？
Let me ask you, in this land of famine, if God is a well of the Bila Haroi, which is a God who looks after men, during this famine, is this still a blessing?
我们开始信主的时候就觉得主啊，你好爱我。
We all felt when we first believed unto God, God, you love me so much. When we preach the gospel to others, we also say to them, people, God cares for you, God loves you. When you are having difficulties, does Lord look after you? Is this the care of the Lord?
再深一步，这位主是一个看顾你的神吗？
Take it a step further. Is this God a God who takes care of people?
那我想我们的答案是主当然是。
I trust that our answer would be, of course he is.
主不光是他是看顾我的神，
Not only is he a God that cares,
他要告诉我他更深的东西。
He's going to tell me things deeper.
让我看见他性情里面更丰富的东西。
Going to reveal more rich, more abundant things from his nature.
就像我们诗歌所唱的 deeper, richer, broader, and sweeter.
Like that hymn, name, deeper, richer, fuller, sweeter.
感谢主。
Thank our God.
在这个罗马书第五章第三节，我们很熟悉的圣经。
There's a passage in Romans 5:3 which we're familiar with.
他说不但如此，就在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
Romans 5:3-5 not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. Oh, not verse 4, verse 5. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
所以这个患难的时候是什么？是主的祝福。
So we see from that verse,
讲到最后的祝福的时候，不光是让我们的性情被主建造起来。
That trials are a blessing from God, not only to improve our morale,
our character.
Our character.
更重要的，最后他说他将他的灵，将爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
And also says to pour into us His Holy Spirit.
这个浇灌是什么？
What does it mean to pour out?
浇灌是不是我们怎么浇花？浇什么浇花啊？浇水，对不对？
What do you pour with? Water, right?
所以浇灌就像水一样浇灌在我们的里面。
So it will be like water pouring His Holy Spirit into us.
让我们里面那个饥渴、那个炎热、那个烦躁。
So that our annoyances and thirst inside of us.
被神的爱浇灌。
Can be showered and poured in from our Lord.
让我们安静下来。
To let us be still.
可以享受主的爱。
To enjoy His love.
再问大家一个问题。
Another question.
神的拦阻。神说 no.
The prohibitions, when God says no,
是不是我们祷告得答应？
Is this an answer from our prayers?
我们都说 yes, 就是我们的答应，对不对？
We think that yes is answering prayers.
比如说一个男孩子追一个女孩子。
Let's say a boy is chasing a girl.
那个女孩子说 no.
If the girl says no,
是不是他对他的回答
Is that a response from the girl to the boy?
如果在主里面一个弟兄追一个姊妹，
If in the Lord a brother is pursuing a sister,
在那个姊妹跟你说 no 之前，
Before the sister says no to the brother,
神已经跟你说你不要去追那个女孩子。
Lord has already told her, should have already told her, don't
go,
Oh, should have already told the boy,
don't go.
Don't chase after that. Don't pursue that sister.
是不是你祷告得答应?
Is that an answer of, you, of that brother's prayer?
从我们心里面我们都不愿意听,
of course, we don't like to hear no in our hearts.
最好的答应,
but the best answer
no.
is when God says no.
我想在我们信主的爹爹, 爹怎么说说,在我们辗转的道路中,我们常常跟主跟我们说封路,不准,不准。
And I think as
as our path believing the Lord.
During our path and time believing the Lord, we often hope that the Lord would say no.
那这是我们生命的捷径。
That is the condition of our life.
也是神给我们的一个保护。
It's also a way of protection from our Lord to us.
第二个, 神如果不给我们答应,
secondly, if God does not answer us,
是不是神对我们祷告的应许?
Is that a promise from our prayers?
Is it no answer an answer for our prayer?
Is it an answer or a no answer from our prayers?
No. Is no answer the answer for our prayer?
Is having a no answer
is
an
answer?
Yes, for us.
为什么给你不答应,不告诉你?
Why doesn't he tell you anything?
只有小baby才什么都告诉他,对不对?
Only to babies he tells everything, right?
你知道吗?我们到我们,至少我的女儿长大的时候,
no, at least for me, my daughter, when she grew up,
有的时候我们做父母的,经常喜欢给他们很多的建议,
sometimes we have a lot of fatherly motherly advice for them.
当我讲第二遍建议的时候,
when I say my advice the second time,
他们马上耳朵封住,
their ears immediately close up.
他们心中的反感由心而生,
the rebellion from their hearts are brewing.
他说你讲了本来对的,
they said, you were right the first time.
我绝对不做,
I'm not going to do it.
因为你讲太麻烦了, 你这个, 太啰嗦了,
because you're too annoying.
所以神是一个,
so God is a God of wisdom, a Father of wisdom.
他不光是有的时候不给我们,给我们一个简单的答案,
not only does he sometimes give us a very simple one answer,
有的时候他让我们自己去寻找答案是什么,
sometimes he also wants us to seek out the answer ourselves.
在整个寻找的过程中, 让我们这个人被他所建造起来,
and in the process of seeking the answer, that we may be built up.
后来他到了这个拉基尔,
then Isaac eventually ended up in Gerar.
请你给我打一下那个 slide 到第三页。
Let's go to page 3 on the slide.
Okay. 那刚刚我已经把第一个就是他从比尔拉海来到拉基尔这一段的经历。
I just summarized for you his journey from Beer Laharoi to Gerar.
这个 亚比米勒王是谁呢?
Who is the king Abimelech?
亚比米勒是他的父亲的朋友。
This king is a friend of Isaac's father Abraham.
那以撒他心里想, 如果你不让我去埃及, 我去哪里?
Isaac thought, well, God, if you don't want me to go to Egypt, where do you want me to go?
当然找我们的朋友了。
Let's look for our mutual friend.
那他就想到他父亲跟亚比米勒立过约。
So he remembered that his father had a covenant with Abimelech.
Yeah. 那他就找他。
So Isaac went looking for him.
刚去的时候,
when he first arrived,
他心里面也, 不太确定,
his heart was not fully sure.
但是一个很有钱的一个大家族搬到这个国家里面,
a very, very rich family moving to that country.
那当然是会把这个国家带来他的帮助这个国家更加的兴旺更加的繁荣。
It of course helped that nation prosper a little more.
结果那个亚比米勒就跟他说我保护你。
So Abimelech said, I'm going to protect you.
我不许我们的当地的民欺负你。
I'm not going to let anybody bother you, molest you.
结果呢,这个以撒就在那里开始种了地。
So Isaac stayed there and planted himself.
这是神的话是十分的真实。
Now this word of God is truly true.
神说祝福他就真的祝福他。
God says he blessed him, he blessed him.
你想想当地的时候大家在闹饥荒，可能那里面也受饥荒的影响。
You would think the entire land was in famine, maybe even where King Abimelech was.
结果以撒一种地，
and then we see that as soon as Isaac planted his crop,
就100倍的收成，
he reaped in the same year 100-fold。就像我们说撒种那个比喻来说， it's like our the parable of the seeds.
一撒种，第一个什么？100倍、60倍、30倍。
We have crops 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold.
以撒是多少倍啊？
How many did he did Isaac reap?
100倍。
100.
哇，很厉害。 你想他100倍这样的收成，当时没有粮食不多的时候，这个粮价是很高的，对不对？
It's amazing. You can assume that if, when there was no grain, the grain was more expensive.
他把粮价卖粮食卖掉之后呢，就买他的更多的牛羊仆碑。
After he sold his crops, he could have bought more herds and flocks.
他的牛羊仆碑越多的时候，他占的地又更大了。
The more of those he had, the more he the more land his property covered.
那当时当地的人就嫉妒他。
So the people of that land became envious.
本来他的这个亚比米勒王是保护他的。
At first, Abimelech was protecting Isaac.
后来他说，你不能住在这儿。
And then he changed his mind later and said, you move away from us. You can't be here.
你离开这里吧。
You move away from here.
我想大家现在如果办身份都比较难办的，美国整个的这个移民政策都改变了，对不对？现在
We know that it's very difficult to enroll yourself to become a citizen or improve your social status. There's been a reform, isn't there, with immigration?
现在我手下雇一个这个 H-1B visa的一个人。
Someone under me, I'm sponsoring his H-1B visa.
我们真是考虑了很久。
We thought about it for a long time.
才决定要雇他。
Before deciding that we're going to sponsor him.
所以当时这个时候也是整个的移民政策改变了。
So that's what happened at that time. The immigration policy has changed.
是你不能留在这里，你走吧。
You can't be here, leave.
那以撒呢就离开那里。
So Isaac left.
结果他就到了这个亚基拉尔谷，就从那个高处，如果地打到地图的话，从高处就下面西东面的谷里面。So
he headed southward from Gerar to the valley of Gerar, if you can open the map.
在那里呢，他要牧放他的牛羊。It
was there that he was going to herd his sheep.
那基本上是一个很干枯的地方。
It's a fairly dry place. So water became important.
在那里他就挖了三个井。
It was there that he dug three wells.
第一个井挖了之后，那他的当时的牧人说，哦，这是我们的水。When
he dug the first well, the shepherds from that area said, "This is ours. The water is ours."
再挖一个呢，还跟他们争竞。
When he dug the second one, they had the same conflict with him.
再挖一个呢，哎，那时候就不争竞。And
then when he dug the third one,
the conflict stopped. So
it was during that process.
以撒认识了一个真实的道理。Isaac
understood a principle.
什么是世界？
What is this world? What is the word?
世上是什么是世人？
Or what is the world? What is a worldly man?
什么是朋友？
What is friend?
什么是邻舍？
What
is neighbor? What's our neighbor?
Oh, who is our neighbors?
什么是我们的朋友？ 什么是我们的同事？
Who are our friends? Who are our coworkers?
真实的关系是什么？
What is a true relationship?
在整个他不断的失望的过程中，
It was during that entire time of his consideration.
他认识了人。
He understood men.
也认识了世界。
And he knew the world.
神为什么要他经过这个拉基尔到拉基尔谷这段的经历？
So why did God lead him from Gerar to the valley of Gerar?
神为什么不说直接你就到那里去？
Why didn't God just say, just go directly there, the final destination?
神让他认识， 跟这个世界有一个真实的分离。
God used that time to have him separate from the world.
所以今天我们在世上，神给我们一些难处。
So today in this world, God has allowed or given us some difficulties.
让我们对人对事物有些失望。
To give us a few disappointments from the world, from people.
让你知道真实的朋友是谁。
To let you know who your true friends are.
真实的你依靠是谁？
Your true reliance.
只有主他自己。
Only God Himself.
那当然是神祝福他，在那里给他一个宽广的路。
Now, as we can see, God blessed him and gave him a very, very wide area.
在那里他学习基督的性情。
It was there he learned the character and nature of God.
第一个，基督的性情，它里面永远是有生命的。
Firstly, he learned that there is life forever in there.
无论外面的饥是饥荒的。
Regardless of whether there is famine,
只要他基督跟他在一起，神跟他在一起。
As long as Christ and God was with him.
他就结实百倍。
He would reap hundredsfold.
无论是外面是干涸的。
If there is a dried river,
世上都没有水。
If there is water nowhere in the world,
但是他到的地方哪里就有活水的流淌出来。
Wherever he went, there was living water.
他也学会耶稣基督的谦和、谦卑、谦让，宁可吃亏。
And he also learned to some extent humility and compromise.
最后他学会基督是宽广的。
And he finally learned that Jesus is rich and wide.
Yeah, 他是 richer, fuller, and deeper.
Richer, fuller, and deeper is Jesus.
对，那今天我不知道几点钟了，我没有带这个表不准。11:55 11:55
Oh, okay.
我以为我讲很久了。
20 minutes.
大家都比较热。
Just keeping track of time, I thought I spoke for very long already.
那。啊，没有没有没有，我现在我讲今天的重点经节。
So let me move on then to our key verses.
就是23节。
Verse 23.
以撒从那里上别示巴去。
From there he went up to Beersheba.
以撒，我们知道以撒是谁
？Isaac, we know him.
从那里，从哪里呢
？From there, where was there?
问一下，从哪里？
Where is there? Let me ask.
嗯，从当然从那个谷里，对不对？那个谷里的哪里呢
？Of course, from that valley.
基拉尔谷，对不对？基拉尔谷的是增进啊，是增茂的地方呢，还是宽阔的地方去啊
？So that area in the valley of Gerar is a what kind of area is it?
从哪里
？Where he had conflicts.
从宽阔的地方，对不对？
From a wide area, from the wide plains.
问大家问题，他为什么走啊
？Why did he leave from such a good place?
最后以撒说，神已经祝福我们了，就在这里了。
So we just the few verses before, we already learned that God blessed him there.
这人难道不是说神所指示的地方吗
？He said that isn't this the very place that Lord told us to go to?
我很舒服啊。
I'm very comfortable here.
没人跟我争。我们在那里可以发旺，可以腾达。
Nobody bickering with us over any properties or wells. We can do whatever we want.
这里有水出来。
There's water here flowing out.
我们牧人在这里随便的放牧。
Our shepherds are grazing the herds and flocks freely.
他为什么要离开
？Why did Isaac leave?
那这个别示巴是什么意思呢
？What does Beersheba mean?
这个别跟前面的比尔是一个意思，就是 bear 就是井。
Beer also same meaning as Beer Lahairoi. It means well.
示巴呢就是 Sheba.
Sheba means your daughter means Sheba.
Okay, 所以呢，我给大家，为什么我讲这段圣经是重点经文啊？
Why am I saying this is a key verse?
我们家三个孩子都在这里面。
Because all three of my children are here.
以撒，我们儿子以撒的。
Isaac
三儿子以撒。
Isaac is my youngest one.
四八是什么？是我们老大，对不对
？Sheba is our oldest.
别是井，对不对？我们老二他的名字于小莹，莹就是水冒出来、丰满的意思，对不对？我们老大、老二、老三都在这句话。
The Chinese name of Eileen signifies flowing out of or something. So that takes care of the beer part.
所以圣经很祝福我。
So the Bible blesses me a lot.
我们家三个孩子或者几个孩子名字在一句经文里面
If any of your family's children's names are all encompassed in one verse in the Bible, that's me.
对不起, 开个玩笑, 让大家就是醒过来啊, 我刚刚讲的比较枯干也是啊。
Let me just wake everyone else up
okay.
this way. And
这是重点, 所以大家,
so this is important. Let's listen.
这里中文上讲, 从那里上, 中文的意思就是去那个地方。
In Chinese, it says to go up to. It just means to go to.
原文是说上, 往上走, 上行。
In Aramaic, it means to go upward.
Ascend.
Yeah.
上了, 因为什么上, 因为别士巴是在山上, 高的地方。
Because Beersheba, it says up because Beersheba is higher up in elevation.
那他在谷里面,
he was in a valley.
所以他必须上行。
So naturally, he had to go up.
那当时呢, 他就, 耶和华就向他显现。
So it was there Jehovah appeared to him.
我们一起读一下24节, 好吗?
In verse 24, let's read it together.
当夜, 耶和华,
the Lord appeared to him
说,
and said, I am the God of your father Abraham.
不要惧怕,
do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you
要赐福你,
and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham.
我觉得这段的再一次的应许,
I feel like this passage here, again renewing the covenant,
不光是应许,
is not only a promise,
而且是称许,
称许,
称许就是, commanding him, or say, you did right thing.
Or, in a way to ascertain what Isaac did.
就说, 别士巴就是我要你去的地方。
It's as if he was saying, Beersheba, this is where I wanted you to go.
所以以撒就在那里筑了一座坛, 并求告耶和华在那里, 并且支搭帐篷。
So Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent.
他就住在那里。
So he lived there.
别士巴是什么地方?
What kind of a place is Beersheba?
如果你再往前想一想的话, 再往前看一看的话,
if you think ahead a little bit,
他的父亲跟那个亚比米勒王立约就在那里。
Oh, if you look back, Abraham had the covenant there with Abimelech, right there.
示巴的意思是什么呢?
What does Sheba mean?
示巴的意思就是立约的。
Sheba means to set a covenant, to make a covenant.
对,所以这个别示巴就是立约之井。
So Beersheba means a well of the covenant.
当时他们为这个井, 当时亚伯拉罕的牧人跟这个亚比米勒的牧人也在争竞。
During Abraham's time, he also argued and had conflicts with the well diggers of Abimelech.
这个亚比米勒上来跟亚伯拉罕说，我要跟你立约，因为你是那个大能的王子，神你在哪里，神都祝福你。
Abimelech had said to Abraham, "You're a prince. I'm going to make a treaty with you. Wherever you go, the Lord blesses you."
他们就用了七个。 七个动物把它在那里分开成为立约。
They split seven animals in half to make that covenant.
所以这个井又叫七物井或者是立约之井。
You can also say it's not only a well of covenant, it's also a well of the seven.
以撒他自己可能就生在这个别士巴这个地方。
Very likely Isaac was born around that time.
以撒当这个神呼召亚伯拉罕说：“我要把你把以撒献上到那个摩利亚之地，到摩亚地去把以色列献上的时候，他从哪里开始走的呢？”
When God told Abraham to sacrifice, to sacrifice Isaac in the mountain, where did he originate his journey from?
他就从别士巴那里，跟他的父亲背着柴走了三天的路程，上行到山上的。
It was there that Isaac, carried all the wood with his father to the mountain.
所以是当时他这个他被献上要他父亲拿着刀要杀他的时候。
So after 3 days of journey, when his dad was ready to kill him.
我想那个的经验，那个的经历是他一生难忘的。
I would think that was the experience that he would not soon forget for the rest of his life.
他父亲因为听主的话。
Because his father obeyed the Lord.
要献上你那个独生的子,
to sacrifice his only son.
那他就是那个独生的子。
He himself was that only son.
他乖乖地拿着柴,
So Isaac obediently carried the wood.
乖乖地被他的父亲绑在柴上。
He obediently was tied down by Abraham.
他里面有疑问，是羊羔在哪里？
He had questions, you know, where is the lamb of offering?
但是他就是那个羊羔。
But he was the lamb for offering.
但是我们知道那个故事，这完全以撒是对基督的预表。
But we know that story, don't we? Isaac is just a symbol for Jesus.
他有一个代替的羊缠在他的脚，缠在荆棘的里面。
There was a ram stuck in a thicket.
那个羊代替了以撒，献给了神。
So that lamb, the lamb took the place of Isaac for sacrifice.
最后以撒呢，又跟他的父亲走三天的路，又回到了别墅旁。
And then surely Isaac walked 3 days back with his dad.
是他年轻的时候，刚第一次认那个经历主的时候，那个最真实的经历就在别墅旁。
So the real and the realest experience that he had with the Lord was at Beersheba.
所以神对以撒在这个他在南地的呼召是一个什么样的呼召？
So this call of the Lord to Isaac in this Negev area, what kind of calling was it?
是让他回到最起初的那个呼召。That
was to go back to the original place, original calling.
那今天神也同样的呼召我们。
And today, Lord is also calling us the same way.
我们信主一段时间了。
We believed onto Jesus for a while.
我们在这里走走，在那里走走。
We walk here a while, walk over there for a while.
弟兄姊妹，你今天你的生命光景在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, how is your spiritual life?
你在哪里居住？
Where do you live? Where do you dwell?
神对我们每个人有个呼召。
God has a calling for each of us.
让我们离开现在。 让神不满足的光景,
to leave our current condition which he is not pleased with.
去哪里呢?
To go where?
我们可能说, 哦, 我去一个更爱主的教会。
We might say we're going to go to a more a gathering that is more God loving.
去跟一个更属灵的弟兄姊妹接触。
Going to interact with a more spiritual brother more.
读更多的属灵书籍,
read more spiritual books.
这些都很好,
these are very good.
但是神对我们的呼召是哪里?
But God's calling for us
是一个很高的呼召,
is a high calling. We're all waiting for His return to bring us up.
但是我们的 starting point, 我们的起步在哪里? 起点在哪里?
But where is our starting point?
那就是他从前对我们最原来的呼召。
Is his original calling for us?
如果神是不改变的神,
if God is a God that does not change,
神在最起初对你的呼召跟你最后的呼召会不会改变?
Then God's calling for you originally will it change from his later callings?
他不会改变的。
They won't.
他是一个的呼召。
It is one calling.
有的时候我们在迷惑的里面,
even when we are in confusion,
有的时候我们在迷茫的里面,
even when we are busy,
有的时候我们应该回到哪里去?
Where should we go back to?
回到那最起初的神对我们的呼召的里面。
We should go to the original calling of our Lord.
但是神，我们对那呼召，当我们成长之后,
but after the Lord has called us and after we have grown,
当我们失败之后,
after we have failed,
当我们再被神扶起之后,
after we have been lifted up again,
经过这个世界的一切的狭窄之后,
through the restrictions and time in this world,
又进到基督的丰富的时候,
and also after experience the richness of Christ,
神让我们做一个选择,
Lord gives us a choice.
选择什么?
To choose what?
选择他的呼召。
To choose His calling.
在这个 读一段经文啊,
let's read a verse together.
保罗他在《使徒行传》26:19节那里说，他在被审判的时候，
Paul said in chapter 26 of Acts,
19.
Acts 26:19, when he was under trial,
我没有违背那从天上的意象。
He had said to King Agrippa, he was not obedient to the vision from heaven.
这个意象不是说他信主之后有看三重天的那个意象。
This is, he's not referring to himself going to the third heaven, that vision.
这个意象是他在大马色的路上。
This is referring to the vision he saw in Damascus.
神用大光照光照他的光照他。
On the road to Damascus, he was.
从那时候开始。
God shined a light on him.
一直到在监狱的里面。
All the way till there when he was in prison.
我从来没有违背那从天上的那个意象。
Paul said that since then I have never been disobedient to that vision.
希伯来书三章十四节。
Hebrews 3:14.
这是我们周五查经刚刚读过的一章圣经。
It says, this is the passage we've been studying on Friday.
三章十四节，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Hebrews 3:14, we have come to share in Christ if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end.
我们将起初确实的信心坚持到底。
To our original, indeed, like a firm conviction to the very end.
原因是什么？
It means what? What's the reason for this?
我们就在基督的里面嘛。
It means we are in Christ.
基督里有份就在基督的里面。
We have to come share in Christ.
我们把那个 slide 搭到那个第四页。
Let's go to page 4 on the slide.
再一页。哦，就是。我想这里对我来说，我有些默想，在我们一些的实际上有一些的操练。
If you look here, I think these are a few practical things that we can think about and consider.
我想我们对每个基督徒都需要走一个归回的路。
Think to all of us Christians, we all need to walk.
特别在这里面增长的孩子们。
To turn back to some degree, especially the young.
你们需要跟主建立一个直接的关系。
Young people, you must have a direct relationship with Jesus.
可能当时你们受洗，当时你们信主是叔叔阿姨、爸爸妈妈劝你们的。
Perhaps you were pushed up to be baptized by aunties, uncles, parents, friends.
但是主对我们每一个人，包括我们信主多年的人，同样的一个呼召。
To you as well as us and any believers that's believed in a long time has the same calling.
就是你来跟从我。
That means you follow me.
你来跟从我。
You follow me.
你刚信主之前，主对你呼召，你来跟从我。
Right when you first believed his calling, you follow me.
江弟兄信主九十年了。我们江弟兄还在跟从主。
Or as Brother Kong, as a believer for almost 90 years, followed him, followed the Lord for 90 years.
我们在从零到九十岁之间，我们都需要干嘛？
Between ages 0 and 90, what do we need to do?
跟从主。
Follow him.
第二个，我们一个学回到正常的里面。
Secondly, let's come back to being normal.
不要发明很多的花样。
No need to invent all these schemes and methods.
最基本的东西。
The most basic of things.
最基本的学习。
Most basic study.
读经的生活。
Read the scripture.
祷告的生活。
Prayer life.
聚会的生活。
Gathering together with
people. 你这三个不正常。
If these three are not your norm.
我们应该回到那个正常的生活的。
We must go back to it.
第三个活到活水的里面。
Thirdly is to come back to living water.
今天我们给我们的我们挖到地上挖到很深的可以挖到水。
Today when we dig very deep, we find water.
挖不到什么东西呢？
What can't you dig up?
挖不到罐头的汤。
You can't dig up a canned soup.
No Campbell's soup under the ground.
No Campbell's soup underground.
No Campbell's soup, guarantee.
No Goyle or Campbell's soup.Underground.
Even no Chinese soup underground.
No Chinese soup either.
那里是什么？只有活水。
Only living water.
所以我们怎么样？我们。
So what do we do?
我们可以吃一些煮熟的食物。
We can eat some cooked food.
最重要的是什么？活到活水的里面。神的话语加上神的灵，就是活水在我们的里面。
But God's words.And His Spirit is living water for us.
还有一点就回到一个约的生活的里面。
Another point is the coming back into a life of the covenant, a covenantal life.
什么是一个约的生活？
What is a covenantal life?
约的生活就不轻易改变的。
It's a life that does not easily change.
不轻易失望的。
A life that does not easily disappoint.
不轻易放弃的。
Not easily given up.
那是一个约的生活。
That is a life of the covenant.
不是一个 feeling, 不是一个感觉里的生活。
It's not an external feeling.
这里面我特别是讲我们做父亲的，特别做祖父的。
I'm talking primarily to the fathers or grandparents.
亚伯拉以撒为什么受那么大的祝福？
Why was Isaac blessed so much?
两次神向以撒说祝福他的时候。
Two times in this chapter, God appeared to Isaac to bless him.
最后都提到谁啊？
What was mentioned in the end?
他的父亲亚伯拉罕。
His father Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕是一个守约的。
Because Abraham was one who kept the covenant.
所以我们在这里做父亲的，包括做母亲的。
So fathers here and mothers.
And grandfathers.
And grandfathers.
对你的儿女、孙女、孙儿最好的祝福是什么？
What is the greatest blessing that you can give your children, your grandchildren?
不光是给他们经验。
Experience.
不光是给他们你所有的经历。
Not only your all the things that you went through.
不光是你给他们金钱。
Not only the money you give them.
最重要，你如何活在主的面前？
Most paramount, if you live before God.
你是不是活在主的约的里面？
Are you living in this new covenant?
当你无论你多穷困的时候，当你活在主的约里面的时候，
No matter how poor or difficult your life is, when you are living in the covenant,
你就在祝福你的儿女们。
You are children of blessing.
我从我的奶奶身上。今天我说的祝福，我知道是我的奶奶她致死的时候还在操主的话。
Today's blessing, my blessing that I have, I know it's from when my grandmother, before she passed away, she was still copying the scripture.
在她的病床上还在赞美主。
On her deathbed, she was still praising God.
在她能有气息的时候，还在为她的孙子祷告。
When she still had a breath, she prayed for me. For her grandson.
所以你如何祝福你的儿女们？
So how do you bless your children?
活在神的约里面。
To live in His covenant.
不要活在我们的感觉里面。
Don't live in your feelings.
不要活在你的环境的里面。
Don't live in your environment.
不要活在你的自己的里面。
Don't live your self life.
这个约是你最起初跟神所立的约。
This is a covenant between you and God.
这是最早跟你的 calling。最早给你的呼召。
The earliest calling you have with God.
让我们回到那个约的里面，如果你离开了。
Let's return to it if you have already left.
最后呢，回在我们归到祭坛上。
Lastly, is to live coming back to the altar.
Coming in front of the altar.
In front of the altar.
我们是一个敬拜的生活。
We have a life of worship.
我们这个每个人是归主的。
All of us belong to Christ.
我们每个人都要背起十字架跟从主。
We belong to the Lord, and we must carry our cross and follow Him. 你要把我们的身体献上，当作活祭。We're going to
神所喜悦的。
We're going to sacrifice ourselves. We're going to give ourselves a living sacrifice.
你离开那个奉献的生活了吗？
Have you left that?
你离开神给你的十字架了吗？
Have you left the cross that you have been given?
回到那个祭坛上。
Go back.
背起你的十字架。
Go back to the altar, carry your cross.
干嘛 ？Follow me, 跟从我。
To follow me, follow God.
跟从主。
Follow Him.
感谢主，我想今天我们的信息就到这里。
Thank God, I think I'll end here today.
那最后我们一起祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
你来祷告。
Oh, yeah. Let's pray.
Carrie is going to pray for us.
Let's pray.
I'm going to all be translating in Chinese.
Lord, we thank you for your gracious promises.
主，我们感谢你那恩典的应许。
Not only to these fathers of faith in the Old Testament.
不光是给这些信心之父的应许。
But also for us to be in the New Testament and in Christ Jesus.
也是给我们在新约里面，在基督里的人的应许。
Like them, everything that was created was through your Son Jesus Christ.
就像他们一样，所有所被造的都是借着你的儿子耶稣基督被造的。
No one was saved in any way apart from the grace of Jesus Christ.
没有人在耶稣基督的恩典之外能被得救。
Help us to read your words diligently and to pray like we should.
帮助我们读你的话语，帮助我们好好的祷告。
And to give us eventually a mind of Christ so that we can know right from wrong.
给我们一个基督的心思，让我们分清楚什么是善，什么是恶。
And protect us from trials, knowing that it's a blessing and a test from you.
尽管这些试炼是从你来的，给我们的功课，但是帮助我们，保护我们。
And give us gladness of heart so that we can seek after you.
给我们一个寻求你的心。
And we thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你，我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.